Now, thousands of Thai opposition protesters took to the streets of Bangkok yesterday. They're demanding the Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat stand down and have threatened to bring the city to a complete halt on January 15 if she doesn't. Meanwhile, Ms. Shinawat's ruling Pueitai party kicked off its campaign for the February 2 election that the anti-government protesters are determined to sabotage. Elaine Hoffman spoke to Pichi Chunsingsua, editor-in-chief of Post Publishing. He took over as editor of the Bangkok Post last week.
Anti-government protesters have been threatening to bring Bangkok to a standstill as they fight to topple the government of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. Now, this weekend, thousands took to the streets, but they say that's only a warm-up to what they've planned for January 13th. What were this weekend's demonstrations like?
Well, I think there are, clearly several thousand, maybe ten thousands or more, but it's just a warm-up. They're just going from Ratnamnern Avenue out along a certain route, and then they'll go back to the same rally site at Ratnamnern Avenue. I think what they're planning next week, at least 2 days of next week, before Monday the 13th, are further rallies. And I think they're basically intended to rally up support for the 13th January, what they call the Bangkok shutdown.
And
that's the intention of these rallies.
And the timing of these protests is, of course, significant. On Saturday, the ruling party kicked off its campaign for a February election. Why don't the protesters want that particular poll to go ahead?
Well, they feel that the polls won't make a difference to what they've been against, what they call the Thaksin regime. And that means different things to different groups who are participating. For one, they go back to the attempt by the current government to pass an amnesty bill, which failed. And that was an example of majority rule, what they call parliamentary dictatorship. Following that, there was a ruling of the Constitution Court against the government, and the government then came out, or certainly the Pueitai party came out, saying they won't accept that. And now for those groups of people, this means that if elections go through, it doesn't change anything. That's certainly one group of people. Not all the protesters who are protesting or who have protested actually support Khun Suthep and what he represents, but they do. They're at least they're against that part of the Thaksin regime. There are others, let's say others who you can call them the elite or whoever, however you want to describe them, who are against Thaksin. These are the traditionalists who have held power, I guess, behind the scenes in Thailand's democratic process for decades. And they don't want to see a continuation of Thaksin and see this as an opportunity to change things. So that's basically why they're out against the government and don't want to see the elections proceed.
Now, Thailand's Election Commission had also been against the polls going ahead on February 2nd, but they changed their mind on Friday. Why was that?
Well, it's not that they haven't changed their mind. They're still, I think, deep down, they think the elections won't go smoothly. Now, when there was a registration for the party list MPs and the individual constituencies, there are at least 29 constituencies, mostly in the south, where registration could not proceed. And as a result of that, even if there are elections, first of all, there'll be disruptions. There could be possibility of violence. That's why the Election Commission was against moving ahead with the elections. What will happen now, most likely, it appears, you need 95% of the 500 MPs to open parliament. As things stand at the moment, unless things change, it's very likely that parliament can't open if they can't get the full 95 of the 500 elected MPs and party list MPs into the House. The Election Commission, although it's not their role, has been trying to mediate with the various parties, particularly Pueitai and the Democrat Party, to get them to come to some agreement, but apparently that's not worked. So, and the government's insisting proceed, therefore the Election Commission says, okay, we'll go ahead with the elections.
You mentioned that there is some concern about unrest, and I know the government is afraid that if there is violence, it could lead to the military dictating Thailand's political future rather than an election. Is that concern valid?
I think that concern still remains valid, given Thailand's past. Just in 2010, for example, there were protests and violence occurred. And in that particular incident, the opposite-led government and the military used force to try to break down the protests. This time around, you'll see there's, in relative terms, I mean, there have been some deaths, but there's been a restraint and refrain from both sides, all sides, to try not to clash. That explains why the red shirts haven't come out in full force to actually counter, to be face-to-face with the anti-government protesters. That's number one. And the military has tried to stay neutral as much as possible and not be involved. Now, that's going to be very difficult. And General Prayut himself has said, he hasn't actually denied, but there is always that possibility that a coup could take place, but nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
So this is your first week in the role of editor of the Bangkok Post, and your predecessor stood aside after 7 years in the role. Now, he said it's a difficult time to run the newspaper with both sides having accused you of taking sides. How difficult is your job as editor going to be over the coming months, particularly considering that within your newsroom you have reporters from both sides?
I think that that situation reflects is a situation which most newsrooms will face. The policy has and always will be that we'll do our job in serving Thai society. We'll reflect both sides of the argument. We will take stands on editorial positions. Of course, we do. Some reporters may not be happy with that. Some may be happy, but it's basically, we will reflect all sides of the debate. And that's the idea of it. Our op-ed pages, which is the heart of the paper, we've got writers reflecting on both sides, and as well as the letters to the editor. So it's going to be difficult. Yes, it is. But that's basically par for the course. We have a job to do, and we're going to do it.
Pichai Chunsuk Suwan, thank you very much for your time.
And no problem. Pleasure.
Pichai Chunsuk Suwan, speaking there with Ellen Hoffman.